Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Romance, intrigue, deception, and great music. All the ingredients for memorable opera are in the mix in Mozart's classic Così fan tutti. MSU Opera presents the work through this weekend at the College of Music's Fairchild Theater. WKAR's Peter Worf joined MSU professor and opera director Melanie Helton for a preview of some Così highlights, including the trio May the Wind Be Gentle.
I've always said that, if I get hit by a truck, please have somebody sing that at my funeral, because it's the most glorious music. It's sort of a version of the Irish prayer, may the road rise to meet you. But, it's basically may the winds take you safely on your journey. And it comes after a bunch of lunacy, which is Mozart's genius. The beginning of the first act is all silliness.
Right.
It's silly girls mooning over their boyfriends. It's guys pretending to leave for war, which is actually a pretty nasty trick they play on the girls, at the instigation of Don Alfonso, who really is the sort of nasty mastermind of the whole piece. But then you get this moment of just exquisite stillness. And we're really fortunate. We have Professor Peter Johnston has done the projections for this production. And so we have a bunch of scenes. I've set it on Lago di Garda, Lake Garda in Italy, only because it's one of my favorite places in the world and it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. And we found a bunch of photographs that he's painterized in a way. So they look like paintings. But when the trio starts, we actually have a ship that sails across the screen. And it's just divine.
Thinking about this conversation today, I also thought back to La Boheme, the last opera production from MSU, and how you had characters who were, again, just right for the age. And you have that now, too, with two young soldiers, two young women who are engaged. What do you think about that when you're bringing Mozart to this cast?
It's a lot of fun, and I think in a funny way, if you go to a professional theater, by and large, your principal singers are going to be between 30 and 40. If they have a young artist, they might be around 25, but here we have kids who are we actually have everybody from probably 20 to 30 in our cast, between doctoral students and juniors, which is the age range of the students that we have. And what's fun is that as a director, I think they're eager to be goofy. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of physicality in this production. It's very choreographic. It's only six characters, and so everything has to be symmetrical. I'm sure they're sick of me giving notes saying, you need to be more center. Mm-hmm. And we've even put numbers across the front of the stage. So I say, okay, you need to be on 8, and your counterpart needs to be on 8, so that everything is perfectly balanced, sort of like a ballet. But it's wonderful to have these young singers. And they're discovering this week, because it's a long piece. It's a Mozart opera, and it's a long sing, because almost all six characters are on stage for three-quarters of the opera individually. And last night I could see it on their faces that they were going, wow, this is serious. This is like running a marathon.
You talk about the performer's willingness to be goofy, and it really is a goofy kind of, slapstick and
perfect. Screwball comedy.
Yeah, screwball comedies. Perfect. Tell us what's happening at the beginning. We have these two young girls mooning over their boyfriends, their fiancés, these two men who are thinking about their military life and what might happen and sort of idealizing these relationships. But someone says, no, this could turn at a moment's notice, if. What is that?
Well, the very misogynistic Don Alfonso, who's slightly older, we're playing him at maybe 40 in this production, because, of course, we have young men playing them. But he has got a white wig on, so we don't have to do much aging or anything like that. And he says to the guys are saying, but my girlfriend is faithful. She's the perfect woman. She is Penelope. She's the wife of, I think Penelope was the wife of Ulysses, who waited faithfully for him. And Alfonso says, but wait, you don't know that all women given the opportunity, will be unfaithful. So it's, you know, from a feminist point of view as a director, it's an interesting take on things. And so the guys make a bet. They say, well, we will bet that our girlfriends will be faithful no matter what. And he says, great. So he sets it up so that they're going to come back disguised as Albanians, which I guess in 18th century Vienna was very exotic to be from Albania.
Right.
And so the girls, of course, being it's an opera, because the guys put on an Arab hat and a mustache and a beard, they don't recognize their boyfriends for the next 2 hours. But that's opera for you. But it's an interesting trick because you have to make a decision as to who's going to end up with whom, because Mozart and Da Ponte, the librettist, do not specify who ends up with whom, because immediately the boys start to court the opposite one's fiancés. And true love ensues. And my theory is the fact that they are with the wrong girlfriend to begin with because their music doesn't match up. Ferrando and Fiordaligi are very much out of the opera seria tradition, out of the 18th century, almost the Baroque, whereas Guglielmo and Dolabella are much more out of sort of earthy peasant music. A lot of their music tends to be in triple meter, which is an indication that it's of the earth or peasanty or more human.
You mentioned the librettist of Così fan tutte, Lorenzo Da Ponte, and this is one of the three great Mozart-Da Ponte collaborations, Così fan tutte, Don Giovanni, and The Marriage of Figaro. Mm. What does this opera have from Da Ponte that shares in its sort of large picture, large qualities with the others? What do they all three have in common that we see in Così?
Well, he never writes a stereotypical character. I mean, even though you think Fiordaligi and Dolabella, they're sort of young girls, they're moony, silly young girls, they show surprising depths of character as we move through the opera. Same thing with the guys. There are real moments of profound humanity in this piece where if it had been Rossini, and don't get me wrong, I adore Rossini, but his characters tend to be a little bit more stock and a little bit more sort of slapstick Saturday Night Live kind of comedy. This is sophisticated comedy that, I mean, we could almost call it a dramedy in many ways, because there are moments of real life-changing decisions and moments of great poignancy. An interesting side story about Da Ponte is the fact that the original Fiordaligi was his mistress. Her name was Adriana Ferrarese di Bene.
Right.
And she was famous for her extreme high notes and her extreme low notes.
Right.
But she had a habit of lifting her chin for the high notes and dropping it for the low notes. And so Mozart wrote the great aria Come Scoglio because he said he liked to see her head bobbing like a chicken.
That is one of the great
stories in
yeah. all of music. Thinking about Mozart's humor and writing this opera for this idiosyncratic singer, creating these up and down notes, mm-hmm. it's incredible.
Yeah.
Melanie, I learned recently that MSU Opera recently received a great honor.
I'm really thrilled to announce that our production of The Magic Flute just won first prize in the National Opera Association Division 4, which is, the divisions are decided by production budget, size of program, and the general age of the singers.
Melanie Helton directs Così fan tutte, be performed at Michigan State University through this weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.